Time now for the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We ask that you hold your phone calls until after the top of the hour news, but if you want to jot the phone number down, it's 541-472-1270. And once again, when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest live. In the meantime, though, we have county commissioners in studio. We have a quorum. We have two out of three. Commissioners Barnett and Mr. Jones both are in studio today. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you very much for showing this morning. We appreciate
it. You mean Ron Smith.
Well, what I say?
You said Jones.
I said Jones.
Well, I've heard Smith and Jones before.
Smith.
They're common last names.
Smith, you know. Smith and Jones. At any rate, weren't they bandits?
Yeah, Smith and Jones.
Smith and Jones.
They could have been. I don't know.
Back in the old West, at any rate.
Yeah.
Anyway, gentlemen, welcome. Very glad to have you here with us. This program has always been a non-adversarial program with just a goal of sharing vital information to the public and what they need to know. That's always the situation, and that's what remains. But there is an elephant in the room, so let's deal with that elephant right away. First of all, and I'm sorry we're missing the chair, Commissioner Black. Is he otherwise detained?
Yeah, he's not. I didn't see him today.
I'm seeing him in the office yet.
So I don't know.
Okay.
He
may
show up. I don't know.
Well, we have a vacant chair here. And of course, he's always welcome. Comment on the recall. Do you have a comment on the recall, Commissioner Barnett?
Oh, do I? Yeah, it's the same people that did the recall a year ago against John West. So it's a lot of the same people that are backing that. And it's nonsense, Chuck. I mean, we're trying to do good work in the county. The citizens voted us in. We're in there 7 months already doing great stuff. If you see the rap sheet of all the accomplishments that we're doing, there's no make of this. This is one individual person, a petitioner, that did this, a former employee of the county, as you know, Jim Goodwin, who resigned. I didn't even know him personally. So I don't think I had one valid meeting with the gentleman.
All right.
Me?
Yes.
I'm opposed to recalls. I just think they're very divisive and counterproductive. I don't see the advantage to doing recalls. If you don't like the way somebody's doing things, you can vote them out the next term.
That's right.
This is going to be an expensive process for the citizens of Josephine County. So I'd say I'm 100% opposed to recalls, and this one in particular.
Oh, okay. All right. There is one other elephant in the room. Let's talk about the library, who began a press conference this morning. I think it was scheduled at 9 o'clock, and I'm not sure if we have coverage at that or not, in front of their main library over on C Street. Any comment about the library and the controversy surrounding the change in wording that the library is, I believe, going to turn down?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, we don't have Commissioner Black in here, so we don't want to make decisions or do anything.
You can't
here
speak for him,
him.
But you can speak for yourself.
So, but I have to tell you, we've made great progress. Me and Kate Lasky, I'm very happy with the progress we've made to try to make the taxpayers happy that want a balance, and they're providing a community service. We recognize that. I raised my hand, and the board, my colleague here, they agreed that, hey, let's accelerate this. How do we do it? And because we couldn't get our boards together at the times that we wanted, and that was a problem. And the time was ticking. We know that. So we have really made great progress to get a lease that is 99% done. So and what I mean by that is don't agree with the amendment that was proposed last week. I opposed it, but it did get proposed as an amendment. And so now we are working with them.
You say 99% done, but from what I'm hearing from the library people, they're not going to accept that.
Well, they got everything they wanted, okay? So one item.
Not quite. Not quite.
Not quite. They got everything but a clause in there that they didn't like. And that was one thing we went in and talked about. Like we discussed, and I think I said it under other, that I wish we could have brought this up, and if it was an issue, we could have worked that out ahead of time. But we're here at this junction.
I was under the impression, pardon me, Chris, yeah. But I was under the impression that it was talked about in negotiations.
Well, we talked about that in a public discussion.
The difference between
Yeah, and I think it got a little confusing there. And I have to tell you that what I propose is what I have to stick with. And that was what the board, their board, and my legal counsel and I worked on. Remember, I'm only one person out of three, so but I know that it did come back to the board, and I can't speak for the other because I stood behind what I went to work on.
All right. The difference was that the lease could be terminated. The original negotiated term was for cause. Am I correct with that? And it was amended to be for convenience.
Did you see that wording was in there like 15 years ago when they originally set up the private library? That language was put in there by
which language?
Attorney. The termination clause. That was in there before.
Okay, two terms, convenience or cause?
Both. That whole section they want omitted, 15.2, I don't have it in front of me, Chuck, but that whole language in there has been in there from the beginning of the library lease.
And I don't want to confuse anybody here. Both convenience and for cause?
The same exact verbiage, and I don't have it in front of me,
okay.
Chuck, but that same verbiage, you don't have it either. So if you go back, that same language has been in the original lease from the beginning. So, and it did not get adjusted on the last negotiated lease in 2017.
If it was all in there at the same time, why did we have the amendment?
I can't answer that one.
So they both weren't the same?
No, all I'm saying is they wanted one thing taken out, Chuck. You don't have it. You should have it in front of you. I should have it.
I read the news story plenty of times, Chris.
Okay, but you don't have it in front of you. So it's a pretty legal. It's a lease agreement. No, it's a lease agreement. There's one clause, and I talked to Ms. Lasky about this. This language was put in there by the original attorney when they.
Okay, now the question is which language, cause or convenience?
Both.
They were both in the original.
They were both in the original one that started in 2017.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And the one that was negotiated, convenience was deleted and cause left in. Is that correct?
What was the question again?
All right. In the negotiated lease agreement, was convenience deleted and cause left in?
Correct.
Or reverse that. Yeah. No, that's what. For cause was left in and convenience deleted.
Correct.
Okay. And the amendment was to reinstate convenience and eliminate cause. Is that correct?
No. Cause is still in there.
Cause
is still in there along with convenience now.
So they are both in there.
Right. Exactly. The same lease they've had since 2017.
All right. What do you expect to happen?
That's a very good question because there's a lot of misunderstanding, I think, about the library. I got large groups of people saying that the library should pay its fair share. And I got large groups of people saying the library should have a $1-a-year lease with no termination clause at all. So the question becomes, how many people actually in the county are for the library? I'd like an advisory question because I don't know because I'm hearing two sides of a story. Part of what I don't understand is that 27,000 cardholders for the library could solve this problem very easily by pitching in $1 a month. $1 a month would solve the problem. The county could get the money out of the lease on the building, and the library could have their library without any cause for termination. Why, if they really support the library, can't they pitch in 50 cents to $1 a month, $12 a year, to solve the problem? The building needs to be maintained. Now they're going to maintain the building. There's a $100,000 roof that needs to be done on that building. But you got to understand, since 2017, they've only been required to do inside maintenance. Nothing on the outside of the maintenance. And we, this board, did not negotiate that contract. So my question becomes, and I hear a lot of people, they want to support the library. I'm for the library. I believe in teaching kids to read. I believe in the institution of libraries. But if there's that many people that support the library, is 50 cents a month or a dollar a month too much to ask? So that the county's not burdened and they can have that extra income. We're strapped. I mean, if you look at what's happening with grants coming down out of the feds to the state, we're going to be in trouble. So every dollar we get is very important. So I think if the people really love their library, which I think libraries are great, can they pitch in 50 cents or a dollar a month to solve this problem? It'd be real easy.
Well, I was under the impression at the negotiations, Chris, that you were conducting with, I believe, Lasky and their board, reached an agreement where they would take care of the maintenance on the building and share cost of the roof.
Yeah, basically, and by the way, I did find the termination 15.2. They don't like the for convenience clause in there.
Okay, correct. John? Right, right.
So, but everything else is still in there.
Is cause still in there?
For cause, yes. Either party can terminate this agreement effective upon delivery of written notice of either party if they want to leave. So the for cause is in there. But 15.2.
No, read it exactly as it says.
Yeah, for cause. Either party may terminate this agreement effective upon delivery of written notice to other party at such date as may be established upon the occurrence of any of the following. Letter of approval of a license or certificate required by law, regulation to be held by leasee is denied, revoked, suspended, or not renewed, or B, if a party fails to perform the obligations required under this agreement, and after receipt of written notice from either party fails to correct such failure within 30 calendar days. So this is stuff that we talked about this.
Like, I didn't hear convenience or cause in there at all in what you read. That's the bone of contention as I understand it.
Yeah. But Chuck, you're digging too much in the weeds here.
No, I'm not digging in the
weeds.
You're
digging in the weeds.
No, well,
15.2 for convenience is what they don't like in there.
Okay.
And Chuck, I don't know why you're arguing with us about this, but you don't have to.
Well, I haven't got an answer to the question yet.
Okay, you were there. You watched the meetings. Why are you asking us again when we already had the meetings last week? You already know what's going on.
You just read to me the situation. I didn't hear convenience or cause in there either way.
Okay, you're digging into it more.
I think that's what the public wants, don't you?
Chuck, it's simple. They got everything they wanted. They got everything they wanted.
Evidently not.
I talked to Kate yesterday. Stop. All right, Chuck, you're trying to steer this and spin this. Stop it.
I'm not spinning it anywhere. I'm talking about exactly what is
Chuck,
in the news.
You're arguing. Stop arguing with us. Okay.
We'll ask the questions here, Chris.
Yeah, and we'll give you the answers the way you want to give them to you.
And I haven't gotten an answer yet.
Chuck, I'm not going to play this game with you.
Hey, why not?
Chuck?
Yes.
15.2 is the clause that it can be canceled. It's in the lease.
Okay, 30, it can be canceled. I understand that.
Yeah.
All right. The library's objection was when cause was put back in, and I'm under the impression that cause replaced convenience replaced cause. They are both in there. Is that correct? Because I didn't hear it in anything that you read, Chris.
Yeah, they're both in there, Chuck. This
read it to me.
It's in there. 15.2 is for convenience, and the rest of that is for cause. And it's right there in front of us. It's the same lease that they had before. Same clause. The termination clause is the same as they had since 2017. And exactly the same. The for cause, with that whole section was slipped out of the last, was deleted in the negotiations, but slipped back into this at the board meeting.
So 15.2, Chuck, for convenience.
Okay.
This agreement may be terminated by either party upon 30 days written notice. They don't like that. So that is their main concern right there, 15.2.
Okay. So that's what they're objecting to. They say that they can't live with a situation like that. That's been in their press releases.
Correct. They don't want to be kicked out for no valid reason or anything like that. So we're trying to give them security. We brokered to the table that.
Are there any further negotiations going on now?
I'm sure there will be.
No. So there aren't going on right now. Are there any scheduled?
We just got notice from their attorney yesterday, and this will be on the schedule.
All right. What was the notice? That it was declined?
Yeah, that they can't accept it, and they want to come back to the table with us.
All right. Do we have a date set for that yet?
Pardon me?
Do we have a date set for that yet?
No date set.
Okay.
We're going to put it on the agenda. I'm going to put it on the agenda for next week.
On the agenda for next week. You mean the meeting or for the board meeting?
I can't tell yet this time. It will come out because we have attorneys involved in this, Chuck. So
yes.
You're not going to probe for information that is not privy to you. So there's information between attorneys and our attorneys that we're trying to make this work balanced. It's not. This is a landlord-tenant agreement, Chuck. You're digging way too much into this. Look, we're trying to do a good thing for the
library. People are digging way into it and enough to hold a press conference this morning.
Okay, that's fine. But you got to understand that I'm for making this work. It's a simple negotiation. Now, I can't speak for my colleagues when they wanted an amendment done. They have an amendment, and they responded yesterday. That is being reviewed by legal, and then we're going to take a course of action.
So legal responded, and you're going to renegotiate, going back to the negotiating table. So
that
everything
looks like we're going to have to do that exactly, yes.
Okay. So the board is not opposed to going back to the table to renegotiate that lease.
I can't speak for the whole board. For me, I'm not opposed to it.
All right.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm for libraries. I like libraries. There's just an inequity here that from a lot of people, and this has become a left-right issue, and it's a shame that it's become a left-right issue. Those on the right are saying the library should pay its fair share for that building. And I don't see a problem with that if they've got 27,000 cardholders. What's 50 cents to a dollar, $12 a month to give the county the money they need for that building? If that were a county department in there, they would be paying into the buildings fund.
All right. I'm not sure that 50 cents, that's valid. That's certainly valid. They could do that.
Yes, they could.
There's certainly no question about that.
And why won't they?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for them yet. I don't have them here, and I've had them here before.
I understand that.
But we'll get them back in here again, just to find out, because this one has really almost divided the community. The reason for the questions here, is to get the information out.
And that's a darn shame, because the library's fine. The library has not been kicked out. We've been in the negotiations. What I'm hearing from a lot of people, and I'm going to put this left and right because that's when this has become a left and right issue. On the right, they're saying the library should pay its fair share for the lease on the building. What the library wants is a dollar-year lease with no clause to kick them out. I can understand that. But why, if they got 27,000 cardholders and they got the majority of the county that wants to support them, we've just annexed of at least 15 people into the library district recently. They're bringing in $1.5 million a year off their taxing district. They're supported by a taxing district. Why can't their members that really, really want this library, why can't they pitch in 50 cents to a buck a month to give the county the money they need, because we need money. We're always short in Josephine County, and solve this problem. I don't understand it.
Chris, was that part of the negotiation that they could raise some more funds just by assessing cardholders a buck a card or 50 cents a card?
We never talked about that. We did talk about in our meetings with the legal counsel on both sides, trying to work what works for them and works for the taxpayers, okay?
And you and them met with an agreement where they would be paying, quote, their fair share. Was that short of their fair share?
The fair share negotiation was they take over all the maintenance of the building.
Right, and they agreed to that.
And that means inside, out, whatever they want to do, it's on them. We weren't paying any other utilities or using any county workers to fix things at that building. So, and there's a roof issue over there, too, and they're willing to pay for part of that roof as they are a tenant in that building. So everything, when it comes down to it, Chuck, was a win-win, in my opinion. They liked the proposal. We came back and said, hey, okay, let's see if this is something good with your board. Our legal counsel and me and everybody, we had a great direction with this lease. And unfortunately, we had some questions from the board on it. That's it.
You voted for it. Commissioner Black voted against it. And Ron, you voted against it. Why did you vote against it?
I think the library, those people on the right side, you got to understand, those people, and I'm sorry to make this left and right, but that's pretty much what it's become. Those people on the right say the library should pay its fair share on the lease. Those on the left say it should be a dollar a year with no termination clause, without cause. I don't understand the 27,000 people. I myself, even though I don't use the library, would pay $12 a year to settle this controversy. Is that too much to ask for the library supporters? A dollar a month, $12 a year to solve this problem? I think that's reasonable.
Well, some people have already been drawn into a taxing district to support the library, so maybe they think they're already paying that their fair share. Is that fair?
Well, I don't know about. I mean, you got to understand, how did the library get the taxing district?
Yeah.
How did they get it?
Well, it was voted in.
Now, it didn't get on the ballot. The commissioners put it on the ballot. It wasn't a petition. It wasn't a petition. The petition they tried to float never got traction.
And the public voted it in.
Yes, the gerrymandered areas that wanted a library, because you got to understand, this was very selectively manipulated on the boundaries of the library. It wasn't the whole county. They tried the whole county, and it didn't work. So they went back to the drawing board and set up their district in patchwork fashion that only includes certain little communities, where they were assured that they would get the votes for a yes.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your candor. I appreciate that, because this is something that has been bothering the community for a while and continues to be right up front with a lot of people.
Yeah, but Chuck, the bottom line is we want this to be a win-win for Josephine County, and I think it's going to go that direction no matter what. I've had great conversations with library folks. We're trying to make this a great community effort on a building that the county just so happens to own. And nobody's evicting the library. And that's one thing that Commissioner Smith said, too, is that there was no intentions. I got twisted as well, as you know, that, oh, we're evicting the library. There's a count.
Wasn't that John West initially?
Yeah, 3 hours into our term, and that came up. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And I seen it in the paperwork, and I'm like, okay, but I don't think Commissioner Smith, if you want to chime in on this, I was never going to evict the library. I don't know.
Well, I had no intention of evicting the library, but I wanted to see a little more equity in the lease, in that they were not required to do any of the maintenance on the outside of the building. We were allowed, Chris and I were allowed to sit in on executive sessions before we were sworn in, and this library issue came up in those executive sessions. I saw an inequity between what YMCA gets and Options gets and the other dollar your lease people get. But back to my question, is it too big to ask those people who support the library to chip in $1 a month, $12 a year,
yeah, Ron,
to end this controversy?
You've hit that point several times.
Thank you.
A lot of people are already putting their bucks in. A lot of people are still working for it. And it remains, once again, in the headlines and has dominated
there's going to be a great outcome out of this. They do have a lease right now. They're going to come up with a change to it, and we'll talk about it. Simple. But I have to tell you that everybody else is happy. I mean, I had people last week saying, hey, thank you so much.
Not everybody else is happy, Chris.
Yeah, a lot of people that you don't know that I know. Okay, Chuck, I'm the one that gets all the calls. So I have to tell you that a lot of people were very thankful that we had an agreement. However, I had to tell them there was a stipulation that still is trying to be resolved. And they understood that.
All right. So it's still being negotiated and will continue to be negotiated.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll continue right after this important message.
Nothing says summer like the...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got two-thirds of the county commission in studio right now. Chris Barnett and Ron Jones are both here with us. Gentlemen, meeting coming... Did I do it again?
Come on, Chuck.
All right, Ron Smith. Yeah. Ron, I apologize.
Thank you, Chuck.
I apologize. I plead...
I've been called worse.
And I bet you answered to it, too.
Never to Jones.
I plead advancing age. How's that?
Okay. That'll work.
Okay.
Works for me.
Ron Smith. Okay, got it. All right. Coming up Thursday, and I was looking for the agenda for the Thursday meeting coming up, and it's not out yet. I know it normally comes out about Tuesday, but usually after this show. So I'm just looking at what you people are going to be considering on your next commissioner's meeting, the business session.
Well, I believe that's been canceled because I haven't gotten notice either.
Yeah, it's been canceled for this.
Oh, it has been canceled?
Yes.
All right. Reason for a cancellation?
We have people on vacation.
Okay. Who's on vacation? Because there are two here, and one of you guys...
We have people on vacation, and I can't speak for that, but that was voted on our meeting last week.
Yeah. Yes.
That there was not going to be any Thursday meeting.
All right. No Thursday meeting,
Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursday next week will resume.
Okay. So, all right. What happens next Tuesday?
You said
Tuesday and Thursday.
Our administration meeting.
The regular business session is still on Thursday.
Correct. Next week as well.
All right. Correct. What else are you dealing with for the county right now?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Good stuff, Chuck. And that's the thing about radio is let's talk about the good. So Ron and I have been in office, 7 months, Ron?
About eight months.
And I have to tell you that our board has done a lot of accomplishments. We have been out in the community. We have gauged things. Yes, there's some controversy on certain things, Chuck. But I have to tell you, I'm very pleased with working with my colleague, Commissioner Smith and Commissioner Black. We're all each professional individuals, but I have to tell you, all the stuff that we've been doing, working with our departments out there, a lot of our departments, I don't know if you've been following, but you should follow our page and what we're doing out there. But I have to tell you, going out to our departments is a big part of county management. It's not just policies and making rulings on certain things. You know, our animal shelter is doing great things. I wanted to give kudos to Laura out there. She's doing great things at the animal shelter. I don't know when you've been out there last, but Laura takes that job very seriously. They've had free pet adoptions out there. They're getting a wrap on their vehicle by a generous donation of Wrap It Up Graphics, I do believe. So
are they still overcrowded? What's the situation out there?
Yeah, they got a lot of dogs. They have a program. If you talk to Laura, there is a video out there on there. They hold them for so many days, and then they ship them. There's a group that takes them, and then they set them up for adoption elsewhere. So they don't.
This is not necessarily a euthanasia clinic.
They don't do that.
They don't do
that. No, and they have a lot of kittens, a lot of dogs, and these recycle in all the time. But the free pet adoption event was going on, and that comes periodically. The fairgrounds, we just had our big fair. I tried to get some information for you, Chuck, on some of the stats of how attendance was and how things went this year. But I have to tell you, there was a lot of happy people at the fairgrounds. A livestock auction raised almost $1 million during that livestock auction. They set a record. It was like 800,000, something like that, but it was near $1 million, and I have to tell you, that was a big success.
About attendance figures? Do we have attendance figures?
I just said that I tried to get a hold of Tamara.
I didn't get those. Okay, yeah. We don't know if they're up or down or even.
Correct, and I was I just pinged her right before I got here, Chuck. I just checked it again. I'm sorry. I'll try to get that information
right
on the next.
Hold on, Chris. We've got time coming up here, and I've got some other things to do, but we're going to continue,
okay. So
keep your list right there.
Right.
We'll be right back after this. Important message.
Big news from Southern Oregon.
Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in Progress. Ladies and gentlemen, phone lines are open. Number to call is 541-472-1270. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, if you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment directly to our guest today. The commissioners, two commissioners we have, Commissioner Barnett and Commissioner Smith. Here in studio today. Gentlemen, once again, want to thank you for coming. We've got lots to get into. Chris, I just wanted to go one thing. We got a release from you the other day about your vision for uniting Josephine County. And it goes on about...
No, you got that. Good.
Oh.
Right here.
All right. Well, that's the logo I was going to ask about. Are you proposing a new logo for the county? What are we talking about here?
No, that's my own thing. Uniting Josephine County. You know, unity in the community. When I campaigned last year, as you know, that was one of my goals, is building people together. It's kind of like going to this library lease that we talked a lot about, is going in and trying to mend disagreements on things and trying to have a positive outcome. So if we don't do that unity piece in our community, wherever it may be, it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, can we just all be good neighbors and work on issues? And what you're seeing, Chuck, is a lot of discontent with people just trying to fight people over things that they're so set on, they don't give an inch. And the whole thing about uniting Josephine County is, can we at least, we can have our differences, but can we agree to work together? And I think that's what we're going to do with this library lease. That's one step towards that.
Well, that's certainly noble. I would have used different terminology. I would have used passion for some of the people out there who disagree with some of the things that you say. Mm-hmm. Extremely passionate. And some of that was fired up early, just as you were really getting to dip your toe into the commissioner's work here. So,
yeah, but Chuck, you've worked with me for 30 years here.
Don't pull me into this. That's not what we're talking about today.
But you know my military service. You know my community service. You know working for the radio station was
another
thing.
You keep saying,
thing.
I know. Don't pull me into this.
Chuck, you've got to know me for 30 years.
No, I don't have to.
Yeah, you know.
Do not look to me.
So you're saying you don't know me.
I'm saying do not look to me to
you cut off my mic, Chuck.
I sure did.
Yeah, well,
I sure did, because we don't talk together.
Mic,
yep,
Chuck.
I did.
You shouldn't cut off the mic.
Okay, hang on here.
This is getting ridiculous.
Okay, you're on.
Okay.
We won't talk over each other.
Wait, so you're going to have a one-sided conversation? Wait, you don't even have my mic.
Are you ready? All right. Hold on. Your mic's on. We're not going to talk over each other. Period. Okay.
Have respect, Chuck.
That's what I was asking for.
No, you're trying to control everything.
It's my show.
Can I jump in here and cool this down a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. I think it's very important that we have unity. If you look at the division nationwide, I mean, it's been going on a long time, and there's so much division that positive things are not happening. If we as a community are going to move forward, if we're going to answer the problem, we just became the highest unemployment rate in the state. We have an economy that's crumbling around us. We have social issues we need to deal with, like the homeless. If we don't find a way to unify, can we find common ground? Can we put aside our differences and look at the needs of the community and come together to try to solve these things as a community? Or are we going to continue to fight amongst ourselves and watch all of these things go by the wayside like they are doing nationally? That's what I would like to see. I'd like to see find some common ground. Forget about what we don't agree about. Focus on what we do agree about, solving the homeless problem, creating a better economy, so we're not the number one unemployment in the state, and issues like that.
The local divisiveness seems to have come from the time you guys have taken office along with John West.
This happened from the day we won.
That's your stance. You talk over me again, I won't open your mic again.
Okay. Oh, we're going to play that game, Chuck, huh? Hold the buttons? Come on.
He cut me off again.
I did.
Wow. Ridiculous.
Chris, let's get one thing straight. This show belongs to Grants Pass Broadcasting, not to commissioners. You people are guests here. All right. You ready? Okay. There you go.
And we came on the show to be a guest, Chuck, but you can't. We're trying to give you unity, and you're fighting us already. This is United.
No, you're not.
County.
You're not. No,
you can't have unity.
Hold on.
We've got a caller.
We've got a caller.
Okay, let's.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a question or comment for our guests. Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I have a couple.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sure. Well, first, Chuck, I'd like to say it's been embarrassing listening to you be treated that way. You've done this show for a very, very long time. And I think somebody needs to tell Mr. Barnett that he's not the commander anymore, and he's not behind the golden mic, and if he could answer some simple questions, you wouldn't be where you are right now.
Oh, that seems to be one of the callers.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, no names.
To Mr. Smith, if you live in Josephine County and are paying attention, much less being a commissioner, to paint the library issue as red, blue, Democrat, Republican is absolutely tone deaf. You are blind to what's going on around you. If you paid attention to the West recall, you hear the echo chamber of very loud voices from a very, very small majority of conservatives here in this county. There are thousands of moderates, Republicans, Democrats that love their library. This is not a political issue. And finally, I will say this. A lease with a termination without cause is the reason we're in this position to begin with. You all voted to terminate the current lease. To my knowledge, you don't even have one because months and months ago, you terminated it. You should have been negotiating before you terminated it because they've only had a year left on the lease. However, I liken it to rolling through a house with a flamethrower, lighting the whole thing on fire, and then coming in 8 months later trying to be the hero and fix it. Please go back to the library has to have something more stable than the next whim of the next board can kick them out in 30 days. This is completely unacceptable. Please, just do that one thing. You had the library at the table ready to sign, ready to go, and then it got absolutely torpedoed. There was obviously no negotiating in good faith. If you know what that term means, when you send an ambassador to negotiate any kind of contract for any entity, everybody else should be kept in the loop. Executive sessions. What are your parameters? When Mr. Barnett came out with that lease, it should have been good to go. Most folks knew that Andreas was not going to vote for it, but it should have been good to go. Just a few comments from a random citizen.
All right, random citizen. I recognize your voice. Do you want your name out?
That's up to you, Chuck.
Well, one time you identified yourself as Joe, and I know that's not it. All right.
No, this is their show, so I won't. I won't put my name on it.
All right, Chris, you want to respond?
It sounds like Jim Goodwin, but I don't know if that's if he wants to say that's him. I don't know. Is this Mr. Goodwin?
Guilty.
So it's the same guy that's petitioning a recall that's on the call right now. So we called you out, Mr. Goodwin. It's kind of sad that you're the one that calls in on a talk show when you called in before to air your grievances. And it's so sad that I don't even know you, Mr. Goodwin. And here's the thing. You worked for the county, I guess, for a long time. Didn't get to know you at all. You resigned. And now you're saying that 4 months into our term, you don't like things that's going on. But this had to build up over your whole entire tenure working for the Juvenile Justice Department, from what I understand. Is that correct, Mr. Goodwin? Because there is a new director in there now after you resigned.
Sir, I have enumerated my issues with the way you've tried to govern this county since day one. I have been showing up at your meetings with real questions about real budgetary and policy issues that I get no answers for. When I went on KJO before, I mentioned all of those. The board answered none of them. It's stick your head in the sand and pretend those questions don't exist and pretend we didn't do those things.
Well, Mr. Goodwin, you and I have never had a sit down conversation. Yeah, grievances, there's a process for that, but you don't have really anything to stand on when you can to say that you haven't had your issues resolved. You're not the commissioner, just like you said, you're not the commander, right? You're not the commissioner in here that deals with the stuff that we have to deal. You ran a department with a lot of people over there. Mr. Hyde, Mr. Scott Hyde is now running that department. He's doing a great, fine job. Why you resigned is beyond me, and you're saying you took a severance package, from what I understand as well. So you not only left, but you took a severance package. Is that correct?
Why I resigned is because of this board.
But our board doesn't impact.
I made
you. The it does not impact.
Chris, we're not going to talk over each other.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
The one issue that I keep going back to, the voluntary resignation program, in my estimation, was a failure. That cost me and every other taxpayer hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've asked that question over and over and over again and gotten no answer. If it was a great program, stand up. Give us the numbers. Here's how successful it was.
That we do
you
have
haven't
those
done
numbers.
That. You can't do that because it cost the county dearly. You're not fiscal hawks. You have wasted the county's precious resources, and I come from a time in the county when we had next to nothing. We had to do more with almost nothing when the budget actually did collapse.
Well, you know, I again, Mr. Goodwin, I wish that you would have came to us individually as commissioners. If you had problems within your organization or in your workplace, that you were a director. So if there was problems, you could have came to us at any time. We would have had your support. But I never heard from you, not once. So it's unfair. You're doing a recall on something that's really invalid.
If I can address that, there were directors that came directly to the board with issues about that time, and they were the first two fired.
Okay, so
that's what happens with this particular board, sir, when a director of a department defies this board of commissioners. You gave the power to Commissioner Black, and he fired those troublemakers without one bit of due cause, without any due process whatsoever. So, sure, I could tell directors right now that are not happy, stand up, go to the board, tell them everything they're doing wrong. But do you think anybody is going to do that?
Well, Mr. Goodwin, I have nothing personal against you at all. I actually respected you being in that department. I wish you would have came to me and talked to me about these issues that you're saying now. But I know that you took advantage of the severance package. I know that you took the money. So if you didn't agree with certain policies, I wouldn't have took the money. So I just I don't understand why you resigned. It was a shock to all of us, Mr. Goodwin. I know Scott Hyde has picked up the pieces, and that department is now 2-1. So it did save some money there. However, I'm very disappointed, Mr. Goodwin, because I would love to have a great conversation with you. That's all.
All right. Any response, Jim?
Oh, negative, sir. I think I've said it all.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Once again, 541-472-1270. And stay tuned. We've got some bills to pay. We'll be right back.
Doc Football.
Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in progress, ladies and gentlemen. Number to call, 541-472-1270. We have time probably for one more call. We've got about 12 minutes here left of the program, maybe a little bit less. And we're starting to talk about some of the things that is going on in the county right now. But let's hold right now. We have another phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. Do you have a question or comment for our guests?
Yes, I do. I'm curious as to what the reasoning was of the commissioners for abolishing all of their citizens advisory boards and commissions, except those that were mandated by state law. I was just curious as to what their thinking was on that.
All right. Chris, Ron?
A lot of those advisory boards were not meeting, and they were not holding minutes according to state law. There's a reason. We can't have these advisory boards not keeping their minutes and not being public about it.
All right. Does that answer your question, sir?
Somewhat. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else? Sir? All right. Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. All right. We'll continue here. Gentlemen, what do we need to talk about? What do people need to know about Josephine County now?
Here's what I'd like to say,
sure.
Chuck, is that we have made some very positive steps. Unfortunately, because of the way a structure of government and legal matters are concerned, we're not at liberty to speak freely about some of these issues because they're ongoing litigation in these different issues. But and I'd love to give a complete and full accounting of the headway we've made in the first 8 months of our time in office, but I'm going to have to wait a little bit for the legal dust to settle so I'm free to speak about these issues. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Well, I understand legal issues, and they can't be brought forward, but why can't we expand on some of the successes that you're talking about?
Well, I think there's been very big successes. I think the combining of juvenile justice and community corrections is a good positive step. That's the way they were in the past. They were combined in the past. Okay, and just to recombine them is not a big deal. That's something that the privy of the board is to readjust the management and the operations of the county to make it more streamlined and more efficient and more responsive to the people.
All right, we have another call coming in. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a question or comment for our guests.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, where are the departments at Dimmick Street going to go if and when the property sells? And then the other comment I had was Mr. Barnett's behavior on today's program demonstrates the need for his recall. Thank you.
You want to reply, Chris?
Yeah, that's Victor. He comes in every week, wears a cross with a line through it, and gets on us from day one from having invocation at the beginning and prayer at our meeting. So that's Victor right there. Wears a shirt. He was there yesterday with a question mark on his back. I don't understand your disgruntledness, Mr. Victor, Zizos or whatever his last name is. But I've talked to you many times with open arms, but you've never come to my office as well to try to get out your grievances. Sorry.
All right. Ron, you wanted to weigh into?
I want people to understand something about the office of commissioner. When you come into the office, you inherit an awful lot of stuff from previous boards. That Dimmick property is a fiasco for the county. We have $1 million note we have to answer on that property, and we're going to have to start paying pretty soon. The tearing down of that old Josephine General Hospital was a travesty because it went way over the budget, was contracted to somebody who was not equipped to tear it down. And because of that, we have a huge bill that the county's got to pay. We got that property up for sale. If there's a problem, we have to have some place for public health and community development to go. And that's the problem. The housing of those two departments, should that Dimmick property sell? I don't have a complete answer for that, but that's something that's on our mind, even in regards to the library issue.
All right, sir, does that answer all of your questions?
Yeah, I heard about enough from Barnett for today. Thank you.
Every week he's there.
Well, we
need productive conversations, not these negative stuff, Chuck. So.
Well, that's what the people are asking about here. Yeah, you're talking about the general public out here, Chris.
I know, too, that we're the same callers that I've heard on your talk show the last few times. So, anyway,
Victor's never been on this talk show.
I've heard Victor on this.
You've never had Victor on this talk show.
Chuck, I disagree.
All right. You can disagree all you like. Okay, all right.
You control the buttons.
I've got the buttons here, and my finger is
on. And we're here as guests, Chuck, and you wanted to hear from the commissioners, so we're trying to explain things.
All right. And
so
now,
let's focus on the positive, can we?
Well, let's see what the people have to say, first of all.
Oh, you want to go to the phone lines again?
And well, the people
lines.
Are calling.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a question or comment for our guests?
I do. Thank you. I was kind of cracking up a little bit when Mr. Goodwin's severance package was talked about. If I remember correctly, we have two commissioners in your studio right now that took 3 months of money that they signed away all of their authority for those 3 months, and they took the money. Do you know how many people during this preemptive recall asked about that very thing? Why did they take the money? Why did they sign over their complete authority to a unelected commissioner?
All right. Ron, you want to weigh in on
also,
this one?
Also.
Go ahead, ma'am. Yeah.
No, sorry. And so the other question that I get asked almost every day is, why is Ron Smith not in this recall? Well, that is not off the table. I had someone call me last night asking about, can we recall Ron Smith? So, Ron, I know you're so obsessed with your voter base that you will go whichever way the wind blows, but it's time to stand up for what you know is really right, regardless of what you think your voter base wants.
All right.
Because this community has said again and again it wants its library, and it will fight till the very end to keep it.
All right. Is that everything, ma'am?
That is everything.
All right. Thank you very much, Ron. Time is short, but go ahead and
respond. There were some issues. Like I said, you inherit a lot when you're coming in this office. There were some issues that we had to address when we came into this office. We had to adjust, and we had to make some decisions on leadership within the county, which is in the purview of the board. We have that right. We knew that if we didn't act quickly, that BOLA claims and ethics claim would happen just like the previous board got. And once a person files an ethics or a BOLA claim, he becomes a protective class, and there's nothing you can do to him. So we knew we had to move quickly. And the way the charter is and the way the state laws is and federal laws is, there's no moving quickly under that scenario. So the temporary assignment to the executive powers to Bleck were so we could streamline that process of reorganizing the county. We made a temporary position, a temporary operation manager who could work at will to solve some of the leadership problems that we had, rather than drawing a big drawn out process of trying to get our leadership changed and streamlined.
All right. Ron, thank you very much. We'll close the phone lines right now because we are short on time, but we'll extend it for just a little bit here. What do we need to know about what's going on in the county? Chris?
Chuck, I just want to tell you that, you know, if you go into all of our departments, we just did the land use on the marijuana yesterday with planning, working with planning, more regulation on the marijuana grows in the county, which is going to be good for the cannabis industry. A lot of people say we're getting overwhelmed with the business, and so that's a good thing. It's been years. How many years in the making on that?
It's been a couple years.
So that got done yesterday. HR, Michelle Shaw, she's doing a great job. Just redoing everything that hadn't been done in a long time. So thank you, Michelle Shaw. We have emergency management. I have to say Michael Sellers did an excellent job with the fires and emergencies that have been happening. People think, well, you know, he's not a fire department, but he does keep us commissioners up to date whenever there is an emergency happening. So thank you on that. Scott Chansey with transit, the bus system that we have. We do an excellent job, thanks to Scott Chansey, on the transit system. So thank you, Scott.
Scott, for doing what you do on that.
That transit system is the gem.
It's amazing.
It's a gem.
I rode the bus. I love it. And airports, you know, we're doing the 700-foot extension on the airport. That's going to bring the ability of bringing more planes and more resources to the Grants Pass Airport, which is great as well. Also, the sheriff, they've got two new school resource officers that we funded during the past budget, Ron.
Yes.
I know the sheriff posted those two deputies out there. The schools are overwhelmingly thanking us to have those school resource officers in there. So we did give the sheriff an additional budget to his ask.
And detectives.
And detectives and 24/7 patrols. He's going to do that. Give him time, though, because he's got to train up these new deputies. But working with the sheriff has been great. Just want to let you know, thank you, Sheriff, for working together with on that. And then Josh Sabota with Parks and Recreation Department. I'm going to go out with him and go out with the Rangers and go see all of our parks in the county. We do have the Veterans Program where you can get up to 3 free stays at any of our county parks if you're a disabled vet in Josephine County. So I want to reiterate that as
that
well.
Excludes weekends, doesn't it?
No, availability.
Availability.
Yeah, availability. So if they have it, you have to go in there. They'll give you the 3 days, but you can bring your RV, you can camp in a tent, you can do whatever, but that's just another thing we're trying to bring back to offer that we take care of veterans, working with our VSO office. Lisa over there, she does a fine job working with veterans, brings in a lot of money for the county. Thank you, Lisa. Do appreciate the VSO and our veterans that you support very, very much. I have a long list. I know we're running out of time, but our planning department is doing a great job. James Black, Frank Weregard, doing so good on handling all the things that they need to handle over there. We've got lots of departments that need to be recognized, and we're doing that in our office by going out, recognizing these people, doing public recognition, because these people need good morale, and we're bringing that.
Yeah.
And one final thing, facilities, the ones that take care of our buildings. I'll tell you, Ryan Johnson's done a very fabulous job making that courthouse look wonderful and making sure all our buildings are maintained. So thanks to his crew.
All right, a quick question. I know you're going out and publicizing these people. What kind of supervision are the commissioners giving to these directors?
We're going out in the field, meeting them one-on-one and having that relationship.
Okay. Have you divided that up? For instance, are you dealing with the sheriff's office or Ron?
What we've done, Chuck, is we're bringing each department in before the Board of Commissioners to do a review of their departments and how they're handling and what their needs are. So each department has been coming before us as a board, so we're keeping track of them and seeing what they need to be more efficient and effective.
Okay, one more quick question here, because we're already over time, but I wanted to extend it here because we had some phone calls. You mentioned the airport runway extension. Sounds like a good thing right now, but we're all still relying on a $3 million grant from the federal government that has been promised. But do we know if it's going to be delivered? We won't know that until after the first of the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that grant is going through the FAA process just like grants do. So it's going through its normal process.
All right. So is there any doubt that that might not happen?
No doubt at all.
Okay. All right. One last thing. Ron, we'll start with you. Last thoughts.
Well, Chuck, regardless of how the day went, I'm happy to be back on KJO. I think it's an important thing for the commissioners to be here and to speak to the community.
We're glad you're both here, and we kind of expected some fireworks today, at any rate. So, Ron, thank you very much. Final word?
Well, thank you, Chuck. Thank you and KJO for keeping the community involved. I've listened to the show, and I've been on the show many times. So I'm thrilled to be back here to answer questions. Thank you.
All right. Chris, I hope you are too.
Yeah. And Chuck, you and I go way back. I know. It's just, I know. I don't want to. Okay. We'll stop.
Do not validate yourself with me.
All I'm saying is it's great to be here, Chuck. Thank you. We wanted to come in here and have this discussion. And sometimes there's going to be fireworks. And that's what you got to get those differences out. And it goes both ways. You know, we get a chance to talk and you get a chance to talk. And we want the people to talk. So we welcome Open Dialogue, and we look forward to being here again.
All right. Well, once again, it'll be the last Tuesday of the month next month. I think that's the fourth one.
October.
I think I think we have a 5 Tuesday month coming up here. Yeah. At any rate, gentlemen, once again, thank you very much to all of you. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270.
Your home